This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
There's an interesting thought exercise out there. And Tiak and I are going to be at odds no matter what. Because you already believe. Okay. We're going to talk about boobs.
Yeah. It's a good thought. This is a good thought exercise. I was thinking about them already, actually.
I want to go on record for the final time and let everybody know. I'm not opposed to boobs. I don't even dislike boobs. When I see a beautiful woman, it's not the first thing I notice. Cause like so often, even Aaron will go like you guys notice different, we all notice different things on a body, male or female. Like what's the first thing you notice, Tiak?
Face.
Aaron?
Face.
Lies. Okay.
No.
On a boy or a girl or both?
Both.
Okay. And then what's next?
Well, then I like go into detail around the face. So it's like eyes and eyebrows and then nose.
Okay. It's quickly to boobs probably for me.
Yeah, that's what I'm,
okay. I mean, but obviously face first. That's who you see someone like I'm first.
But if you
I'm not
just
trying to like play, pretend like I'm a hero or anything.
No,
I'm
okay.
Just trying to be honest.
But like boobs is like 400th on my list, but that doesn't mean I don't like them.
Okay. Wow, what?
No, I just...
How do you skip over them? Like, you got to go around them and notice anything.
For some reason, I really like small ones.
Okay. That's fine.
Oh, I know it's fine. Okay. I'm not looking for validation from you.
You seem nervous?
No, I just get tired of people going, what's wrong with you, man? Like, I have friends. I don't want to say his name out loud, but his initials are JB. Where it's constantly like, how come you don't like boobs? And I'm like, because I don't know. I don't not like... Okay, I'm sorry. I'm way off topic. Here's the internet thought experiment. Okay. A long time ago, women covered most of their bodies.
Yeah.
Like, if you showed an ankle, it was like...
Scandalous.
What are you... Look at that slut.
Yeah.
She's got both of her ankles out. Look at that. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean... Do pantyhose exist anymore?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Who? Well, I can't tell you the last time I saw a woman wearing pantyhose.
Are you talking about like the...
Like a stocking.
Like the flesh colored?
Yes.
Those are probably less like common, but the like sheer black ones are very popular.
Okay, for when? Like you're at a formal
just
event
with
or something?
With a skirt? Just no, even every day. I have some
it seems
that
like
I...
All I see is leg now. Real leg. Like legit leg out there in the wild. Anyway, my point was this, and the internet's point is this. Then all of a sudden, we're just like, ankles be damned, they're out there. And now when you see an ankle, do you go, oh, or you're just like, that's their ankle, right?
Do you understand the logic? I just probably don't even think anything.
Correct.
I don't even think, oh, that's their ankle.
You'll look around the ankle at like what shoe they're wearing before you even notice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's Tiak definitely will, especially if it's a Nike.
Shoe is 3, probably.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Face, boob, shoe. Yeah. Got it.
So here is the internet take on this. If women just walked around with their boobs out, would boobs go the way of ankles? Would we just stop? Are women like... constantly having to like cover up because we're so lecherous about it. But if we just took the stigma all the way off of it, just went. Whew. And my argument for this is this: in France, I'm bringing alcohol into it. You're 7 years old. You're at the table. Here's a glass of wine. have it or don't. So the taboo is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Alcoholism rates are in the toilet in France because there's no stigma to it. There's no taboo. There's no like, I got to sneak. I got to.
Mm-hmm. But don't they drink more? They probably drink more alcohol. Like in, what's the word? Like as a total.
Socially.
I don't like, know. There's probably more issues in America, like with people who have alcohol, but there's probably drinking more. More people drink
just overall
like every
consumption.
Day. Yeah, overall. There, yeah. That's.
But I think they have a glass, whereas we are such a gluttonous culture. Like they'll just have a glass with dinner and that glass will last them through dinner. And we're like, well, I'm going to have two cocktails before the food arrives and then I'm going to have six more with it. And I'm doing this in this accent because it's how I am.
But are we doing it because it's like, because I'm going to Chili's and this is a big night out. Yes. And I don't drink all of other weeks, so I'm making up for it.
Is Chili's a big night out?
For TX? El Presidente Margarita!
Oh, hold on. Their margaritas are really good.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
They don't even touch a slacker.
No, I love a Chili's margarita.
Because they give you the little shaker with it.
Oh, it's so fun. The President, I'm going there tonight.
No, you're not. I'm actually going to El Jardin tonight.
Are you actually?
Yeah. I'm having slackeritas with my brother tonight. If anybody wants to join me, God, don't say this out loud. But yes. So does that logic make sense to the boob man? If boobs were everywhere, would you like him as much?
Yes, I think I still would. I think your analogy is close. I think it's flawed with the ankle because the ankle was never a sexual part of your body. I think
it was.
I think it was frowned upon to show it, but it was never seen as sexy or lusting after someone's ankle. I think it was just at that time it was like it's inappropriate to show that much body, which I disagree with for the fact like whatever.
I don't think it was ever like,
oh, look at her ankle. Oh, it's so hot. I don't think it was ever that. I think
it was just like she's practically naked because look at her ankles out. Oh, God, I can see her ankle.
But that's more...
It's like, so I'm thinking about the rest of her, not her ankle. Like, I heard the ankle is not a objectified body part. I don't think it ever has
been. But there is something sexy, like the midriff.
Mm-hmm.
For the longest time, like the first... Like when Shania Twain came out, it was like, oh my God, this woman is just giving it away. Like her just, her midriff was out all the time. And as part of that, then her back is out and like... A woman who kind of just has a muscular back, like a, just a straight line, like a, you can see their, like not, I'm not saying thin, I'm just saying like.
No, it's just a strong back.
Yes.
Yeah, that's my goal.
Ugh, it's so hot. Yeah.
Okay, but can I
but
ask you.
But it's not a sexual part.
Shania Twain is my goal as well.
Get in line, sir.
But like, so in Brazil, in I don't know any other places.
Brazil for sure.
Exactly. They are already following the. It's
out.
It's normal.
It's out. A thong
so
is
would you,
overdressed.
Would you say that there's less of a, I don't know what we call it, a sexualized thing there?
I would say yes, because it's hard for me to answer that truthfully because I'm an American and when I would go to Brazil.
It was still shocking
to
you?
I'm still like, oh, her boobs are out. Look at her whole butt's out. Like, I'm talking about like a shoelace.
Mm-hmm.
Is the entire bottom of a bikini. They're just like once around the middle and once around the top. Hobunk, that's a bikini down there. A shoelace. Mm. You know, but it's like, nobody cared. No, Brazilians aren't like, oh, looking over at her. But I was.
See,
my sister-in-law was like breastfeeding, just like, whoop-bump. Just.
Well, breastfeeding's that's different. That's a.
Yeah.
I understand that, but she like before the baby was even in the room, she's like, "What about? Oh, somebody's gonna bring me the baby."
Well, I was just thinking because they are further in this process that we can kind of get an idea of what it would look like.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you? This is.
And
the
I think they still love beautiful Brazilian women. I think like they still like to see them show their body.
But there isn't
I also wonder, do women want this?
That was my next question.
Because don't women like to be able to kind of use the boobs when they want, when they can?
I don't know, because there are the marches like in Fort Collins. Isn't there like the Free the Boob Day or whatever, where they're just women just wandering the streets of Fort Collins. And it's like, but then there's just a bunch of lecherous dudes like you.
I've never been.
No, I'm just saying.
He's never been to Fort Collins.
Yeah. The question
I'm
is
at home watching Shania Twain. Get it right.
Aaron, do you want it? Do you want it?
I honestly don't care.
You don't care.
I'd be fine with it. I'd be fine without it. As long as people are comfortable with their own bodies, whatever.
Do you want to see Tiak and I's boobs?
Yeah.
Hack.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.